आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम नरेश मागो। द हेडलाइंस: यूनियन कैबिनेट अप्रूव्स कंटिन्यूएशन ऑफ टारगेटेड एलपीजी सब्सिडी अंडर प्रधानमंत्री उज्ज्वला योजना फॉर फाइनेंशियल ईयर 2025-26। Railways successfully conducts trial run of Asia's longest freight train, Rudrastra. Delhi Assembly passes School Fee Regulation Bill 2025, giving veto power to parents in decisions regarding fee hikes. Raksha Bandhan being celebrated today across the country. US President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin to meet on August 15 in Alaska to discuss Russia-Ukraine conflict. And 10 Indian boxers, including 7 women, to vie for gold in Under-19 Asian Championships in Bangkok after booking their berth in final. The government has approved the continuation of targeted subsidies for Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana consumers for the year 2025-26, with the estimated cost of over 12,000 crore rupees. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw said over 10 crore 33 lakh households have been benefited under the scheme. The government will provide a targeted subsidy of 300 rupees per 14.2 kilogram cylinder for up to 9 refills per year.
10 crore 33 lakh gharon mein Ujjwala ke karan parivartan aaya. करीब 2,200 रुपए की टोटल सपोर्ट मिलता है इस स्कीम में, तो कैबिनेट में फैसला लिया गया 12,060 करोड़ रुपए का सपोर्ट पीएम उज्ज्वला बेनिफिशियरीज के लिए 2025-26 फाइनेंशियल ईयर में दिया जाएगा। अब तक अगर हम देखें टोटल उज्ज्वला योजना में 52,000 करोड़ रुपए का बेनिफिट देश में लाखों करोड़ों परिवारों को मिल चुका है।
The government has also approved compensation amounting to 30,000 crore rupees to the three public sector oil marketing companies, including IOCL, BPCL and HPCL. He said the step has been taken for the under-recoveries incurred on sale of domestic LPG. Mr. Vaishnaw also informed that the government has approved construction of four-lane Marakkanam to Puducherry highway in Tamil Nadu. He said the project will decongest the existing corridor and cater to the mobility needs of the rapidly growing towns such as Chennai, Puducherry, Viluppuram and Nagapattinam.
एक फिलोसॉफिकल व्यू पॉइंट भी पुदुचेरी में जाते हैं तो रहता है, और वहाँ पे इंडस्ट्रियल ग्रोथ भी अच्छी हुई है अभी, तो उस इंडस्ट्रियल ग्रोथ का भी एक्सेलरेशन होगा इससे। प्रोजेक्ट 46 किलोमीटर का है, 11 किलोमीटर एग्जिस्टिंग टू लेन है, दैट विल बी अपग्रेडेड टू फोर लेन एंड 35 किलोमीटर ग्रीन फील्ड डेवलपमेंट होगा। मोस्टली प्रोजेक्ट विल बी बायपासिंग पुदुचेरी टाउन। कंसेशन पीरियड 17 ईयर्स का है और कंस्ट्रक्शन पीरियड 2 ईयर्स।
Indian Railway has achieved a new milestone by successfully conducting a trial run of Asia's longest freight train, Rudrastra. The trial run was conducted from Ganj Khwaja Railway Station in Chandauli, Uttar Pradesh to Garhwa in Jharkhand, covering a distance of 209 kilometers in 5 hours 10 minutes at an average speed of 40.5 kilometers per hour. Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw has shared a video of the trial run. Divisional Railway Manager DRM Uday Singh Meena said that the 4.5 kilometer long freight train will now be sent from Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay Division DDU of East Central Railway to the Dhanbad Division for quick loading and transportation of goods. The Delhi Assembly has passed the School Fee Regulation Bill 2025, which gives veto power to parents in decisions regarding fee hikes, ensuring that school managements cannot unilaterally impose fee increases. Delhi Education Minister Ashish Sood told Assembly that if even a single parent member disagrees, the proposal for fee hike will not be approved. He said they'll have veto power and the management cannot impose its decision unilaterally. Schools found arbitrarily hiking fees could face penalties ranging from fines to losing their right to propose fee revisions in the future. The bill lays out that if a school charges fees beyond the permitted limit, it must refund the excess amount within 20 working days. Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said that the Delhi government is firmly behind the parents so that the future of children is protected.
पहली बार दिल्ली के पेरेंट्स के साथ सरकार खड़ी है, उनके फायदे के लिए, बच्चों के भविष्य के लिए, अच्छी शिक्षा उन्हें मिले इसके लिए हमने जो नियम बनाए, जो एक्ट बनाया, उसमें पूरे तरीके से लाभ बच्चों को मिलेगा, उनके भविष्य को मिलेगा, उनकी शिक्षा को मिलेगा, प्राइवेट स्कूल के पार्ट पे भी और सरकारी स्कूल में भी।
Delhi Education Minister Ashish Sood has said that the government will not allow private schools to play with the future of children.
हम चाहते हैं आने वाले समय में दिल्ली के सरकारी स्कूलों का स्तर इतना बढ़ा दे कि लोग प्राइवेट स्कूल में जाने के लिए क्यों जाना है यहाँ। सरकारी स्कूल में ही जब स्मार्ट क्लासरूम है, आईसीटी लैब है, डिजिटल लाइब्रेरी है, जब ये सब सुविधाएं यहाँ उपलब्ध हैं तो हमारे बच्चे यहाँ पढ़ें, ये खड़ा करने का हमारा लक्ष्य है। मगर जब तक ये खड़ा हम नहीं कर पाते हैं तब तक दिल्ली के एजुकेशनल लैंडस्केप पर 18 लाख बच्चे इन प्राइवेट स्कूलों में पिछली सरकार की नाकामियों के कारण पढ़ते हैं, उनकी एजुकेशन के साथ खिलवाड़ नहीं हो सकता।
The government has said that the retail prices of tomatoes have spiked across the country due to temporary localized factors rather than any fundamental demand-supply imbalance or production shortfall. Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution Ministry said that in Delhi, the tomato prices soared to 73 rupees per kilogram due to heavy rainfall in the northern and northwestern regions of the country since the last week of July. It added that this weather-related disruption caused prices to spike to as high as 85 rupees per kilogram by the end of July. The ministry said, with the recovery and stabilization of daily arrivals at the Azadpur Mandi over the past week, retail prices have begun to decline. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani has generated over 34 crore rupee revenue since its inception. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan said this in a written reply in Rajya Sabha. He said that through these monthly radio episodes, the Prime Minister shares inspiring stories of Indians doing impactful work in areas such as education, health, environment, innovation and social service. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations are in full swing in the disaster-affected Dharali-Harshil area of Uttarkashi district. Central and state government agencies are engaged in providing relief to the affected as well as searching for the missing people and restoring basic amenities. Meanwhile, with the cooperation of the Army, NDRF, SDRF, police and local administration, the rescue operation of pilgrims and local citizens stranded in the disaster-affected areas is going on. So far, 629 people have been rescued. A pilgrim who came from Maharashtra expressed gratitude to the army and the state government for this.
Gangotri se aate samay pahad gir gaya tha lekin idhar ke sarkar ne hamare bahut ghar walon se jaisi sahayata ki samay par khana samay par chai me khand se bachne ke liye kambal pani bathroom toilet sab ek number badhiya se hamara intezam kiya.
District Magistrate Prashant Arya mentioned that an amount of 5,000 rupees has been provided to each affected family as immediate relief. He said that after preparing a detailed report of the loss, necessary relief will also be released soon. On the other hand, State DGP Deepam Seth conducted a field inspection of relief and rescue operations in the disaster-affected area of Harshil and Dharali. The DGP said that the priority is to find the missing people in the tragedy as soon as possible.
Harshil mein jahan se search and rescue operations sare coordinate ho rahe hain jiska sthaliya nirikshan kiya gaya tha mauke pe jo sthiti hai bachao karya chal raha hai aur jo NDRF ki SDRF ki army ki jo teams lagi hui hain unse bhi interaction kiya gaya aur wahan kis prakar agle phase mein unhe apni karwai nirantar jari rakhni hai ye ek bahut hi chunautipurna operation hai.
The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall in parts of Arunachal Pradesh today. Places over Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal, Telangana, Uttar Pradesh, Uttarakhand and Northeastern region are also expected to witness heavy rainfall during the next 2 to 3 days. The weather department has further predicted thunderstorms accompanied by lightning and gusty winds at isolated places over Bihar, Gangetic West Bengal, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh today. Weather conditions in these regions are expected to remain the same till the 14th of this month. Meanwhile, several parts of the national capital experienced heavy rainfall this morning, with areas like Shastri Bhavan, R.K. Puram, Moti Bagh and Kidwai Nagar receiving intense showers. Parts of Delhi and NCR are expected to witness heavy to moderate rainfall during the day. Raksha Bandhan, the festival of special bond between brothers and sisters, is being celebrated today across the country. On this occasion, sisters tie colourful rakhis around the wrists of their brothers and pray for their prosperity, health and well-being. In return, brothers pledge to protect and support their sisters and present them gifts. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted citizens on the occasion of Raksha Bandhan. In a message, the president highlighted that the holy festival of Raksha Bandhan signifies the unique bond of love and trust between brothers and sisters. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will meet on August 15 in Alaska to discuss the Russia-Ukraine conflict. This was disclosed by Trump in a social media post on Truth Social last night. Trump has not met with Putin in person since returning to the White House in January. Putin's trip to Alaska will be his first to the U.S. in a decade. The last time the Russian leader was in the U.S. was for a meeting with President Barack Obama at UN General Assembly in New York in September 2015. Azerbaijan's President Ilham Aliyev and Armenian Prime Minister Nikol Pashinyan have signed an agreement aimed at ending decades of conflict as they were hosted by U.S. President Donald Trump at the White House. Trump said the agreement will reopen some key transport routes between the countries and increase U.S. influence in the region. He said Armenia and Azerbaijan have promised to stop all fighting forever, as well as open up travel, business and diplomatic relations. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance has said that Washington has no plans to recognize a Palestinian state, highlighting a key difference with Britain as the two allies discussed the crisis in Gaza. Speaking in Kent, England, Vance questioned the practicality of the recognition given the lack of a functional government there. Moving on to sports, in under-19 Asian Boxing Championships, 10 Indian boxers, including 7 women, will be vying for gold in Bangkok after registering convincing victories in their respective semi-final bouts yesterday. Women boxers Nisha, Muskan, Vinny, Aarti Kumari and Prachi Tokas, along with Mausam Suhag, Rahul Kundu and Hemant Sangwan in the men's event have reached the final. Kritika has a direct entry in the final. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Naresh. Amid the ongoing face-off between India and the US over the unprecedented tariffs, the Times of India, in the front page headline, writes, PM speaks to Putin while China welcomes him to SCO summit, adding that the call followed talk with Brazil's president. On the special intensive revision of electoral rolls in Bihar, Hindustan Times quotes Home Minister Amit Shah in a front page headline. Infiltrators can't vote, Shah backs Bihar SIR. Rahul, others opposing SIR as infiltrators are their vote bank, says Amit Shah, says the statesman. Sign oath or apologize, EC as Rahul repeats vote theft. Headlines, The Asian Age. A year on from the rape and murder of their colleague inside R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata, the junior doctors who led the agitation for justice and reform have faced legal, professional and financial troubles, reports the Indian Express. Artificial intelligence seems to be on a home run under the headline Gen Z's travel agent. It's a bot with better ideas. The Economic Times says that as more Indians use AI, platforms bet on a mix of automation and real-time personalization. And with that, it's back to you, Naresh.
Thank you, Shagun. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. The Union Cabinet approves continuation of targeted LPG subsidy under Pradhan Mantri Ujjwala Yojana for financial year 2025-26. Railway successfully conducts trial run of Asia's longest freight train, Rudrastra. Delhi Assembly passes School Fee Regulation Bill 2025, giving veto power to parents in decisions regarding fee hikes. Raksha Bandhan being celebrated today across the country. U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin to meet on August 15 in Alaska to discuss the Russia-Ukraine conflict, and 10 Indian boxers, including 7 women, to vie for gold in under-19 Asian championships in Bangkok after booking their berth in final. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.